Radio Theater brings you Judy Garland and John Hodiak in The Clock. Ladies and gentlemen, your producer, Mr. William Keeley.
Greetings from Hollywood, ladies and gentlemen. A popular magazine now on the stands describes New York as one city in America where dreams come true, where the fabulous and the improbable are ever present. An example is a clipping which I have here. It reports that as a result of seeing Metro-Goldwyn-Mayer's screen success, The Clock, scores of servicemen are riding up and down escalators in the Pennsylvania station looking for romance. The reason they give is, well, that's how a soldier met Judy Garland in the picture. In tonight's radio theater version of The Clock, we show you how it happened. And we bring you Judy Garland playing her original screen role.
Department of Overwhelming Statistics. Subject, New York City.
There are five boroughs in New York. Population, 7,454,995.
So many people. Too many people, you might say. Almost too many people.
The above population lives in an area of 299.0 square miles.
No place for a stranger in New York. Too big. And everybody hurrying. Just rush, rush, rush.
Trains and ferries, buses and taxicabs, subways and L's. Who are they all? What are they doing? What do they want?
It's Sunday morning, a spring morning, and in New York's Pennsylvania station, a young soldier gazes in awe at the swirling, bumping crowd that mill about him.
Oh, pardon me, sir.
Yeah?
Could you tell me how to get out of this place?
Just use that escalator, Corporal.
Oh, well, where does that take you?
7th Avenue. In from camp, huh?
That's right.
Well, you like it here.
Oh, well, what are some of the things to see? What do you think would be good on a Sunday?
Well, guys, I don't know. I work here, but I live in Jersey. First time in 11 years I've been here on Sunday. But you'll find fun to keep the busy. Goodbye.
Thanks.
Oh, say, where can... Oh!
Oh, I guess I didn't look where I was going.
No, I guess you didn't.
Well, are you going up, soldier, or aren't you?
Young man, do you mind if I use the escalator?
Oh,
hey, mister! Soldier!
Huh?
My heel!
Who?
My heel!
Me?
No, 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 behind you, my heel!
I'll be right up. Wait for me! Foot, sprain your ankle?
No, no, no.
Oh, look, you want to stay off that foot. If you twisted it, I'll see what I...
But I didn't twist it.
Well, I better take a look at it. Hey, the heel's off your shoe.
That's what I've been trying to tell you.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'll go down and find it for you.
What, in that crowd?
Oh, I'll find it. What was it, just a little heel?
Yes, but that's all right.
Oh, no, no, no. I'll find it all right. I'll be right back. How does your shoe feel now? Are you sure he fixed it all right?
Oh, it's fine.
I never thought a shoe repair shop would be open on Sunday.
Well, I go that way. Thank you for carrying the bag.
Oh, it's all right. Oh, do you mind if I go a little way with you, sort of look around?
No. Not if you want to.
Thank you.
I got a bus on Fifth Avenue.
Bus, huh? Oh.
What's the matter?
Buildings. I've never seen buildings like that in my life. And wherever you look.
Well, look, if I'm going to catch my bus, maybe I'll...
I'm sorry. Let's go. I guess I've got a nerve all right getting on the bus with you.
Well, it's one way to see the city.
And this is the first time I ever rode on a double-decker bus. It's sure nice in the open like this.
Excuse me.
Too greasy up here?
Oh, no.
Hey, there goes your handkerchief.
This is certainly my day to lose things.
Here, mine.
Thank you. This city must seem very strange to you.
I'm Carina's grass. I suppose you've lived here all your life.
No, just 3 years.
Folks here?
No. There's the Radio City up ahead.
You mean you live all alone?
No. Look, there's St. Patrick's Cathedral.
You're not married, are you?
No, I live with another girl.
Oh. Well, what do you do, if you don't mind my asking?
I'm a secretary.
Oh, I see. What kind of an office do you work in?
Just an office.
Guess I'm pretty nosy.
Yes, you are.
I'm sorry.
Well, it doesn't really matter.
Gesundheit. You're not catching cold.
Oh, no, no. It's the sun. It always does this to me. I sneezed exactly twice, and then I'm all through.
Oh.
Here's your handkerchief.
Well, hadn't you better keep it?
No, I'm all finished. Look, don't you think you better get off here soon?
Well, I didn't have anywhere to go, but if I bothered you...
Oh, no, of course, I didn't mean that. You don't bother me.
You sure?
Sure. I just meant that this bus only goes as far as the park.
I got a park here with trees and grass?
Yes, I think you'd enjoy it. There's a lake and a children's zoo.
You wouldn't care to walk just a little with me in the park, would you?
No, that's out of the question. I've got to get home. You see, I've been in the country and Oh, where is it?
Here.
Thank you.
Think how much some animals remind you of people?
Yes, I know exactly what you mean.
Now, you take that seal there. I've got an aunt in Minnesota who looks just like that. They used to tell me I looked exactly like an owl.
Oh, that's ridiculous. You don't. You do. You look exactly like an owl. Exactly.
What is it you remind me?
Never mind. I don't want to know.
Hey, look at that.
What?
Kid with a sailboat. Kids are a great study when you get to know them. Hiya, Skipper.
Lay off, mister.
Let's see. Three masts, huh? Oh, say, will you look
at that? Get your big miss off my boat. Oh. Who do you think you are?
I don't get it. Kids usually like me.
What a rude little boy.
They hardly ever kick me in the shins. I don't understand.
Well, Joe, I've really got to go home.
Well, yeah. Well, goodbye, Alice.
Goodbye? What are you going to do?
Oh, I don't know. Over there, that's 79th Street, huh?
Mm-hmm. The museum's over there.
Museum, huh?
Uh-huh.
Well, that's an idea.
Well, I've only been there once or twice myself. It's a shame. I ought to go there more often.
Really? Museum, huh?
Well, I'll show you where it is. I've got time for that, I suppose. Come on.
Year 1411-1375
BC,
or during the 18th dynasty. You will notice
there's
little...
We should go out and see the paintings, Joe.
How are your feet doing?
They know they've been walking.
Well, let's just lean against here for a while.
All right. Look, there's Rodin's thinker.
Yeah, I've been thinking, too.
What?
How lucky I am.
Oh.
I was also thinking I could never get used to this city. No, this isn't what I want.
What do you want?
Oh, a little business of my own out home in Mapleton.
Why?
Because it's my home. Not that I don't want to get around and see things, but I get to thinking sometimes. Like in the spring in the evening. I can almost smell the grass outside the house. Dad used to mow the lawn before dinner. He'd never let us kids do it.
Did you have a dog?
Dog? No. Did you?
No.
Well, why'd you ask that?
I just wondered.
No, I didn't have a dog. After the war, I'm going to be a builder.
Well, you mean a contractor?
Well, more like a carpenter. I want to put up houses myself.
Well, they say houses are all going to be alike, made out of plastic sometimes.
Not in Mapleton, they won't.
Why do you want to be a contractor, Joe, or a carpenter?
Oh, I like working with wood, I guess. I like the feel of it and building things with my own hands. Know what I mean?
Yes, I do, I think. What's that, the closing bell? Oh, Joe, what time is it?
5 o'clock.
5 o'clock? Oh, I've simply got to go.
Well, I guess everybody does if they're closing out.
Yes.
You know, you can sure learn a lot in a museum.
There's a bus stop. It's been a nice afternoon.
I suppose you're probably busy tonight.
Oh, yes, I am.
Well, thanks a lot for being so nice. Like a cigarette?
No, thanks. Oh, you're a lighter.
Hmm?
That's one of those things that lights anywhere, isn't it?
Yeah, it has a shield to keep the flame from blowing out, see?
Mm-hmm.
Would you like it?
Oh, no, you keep it.
Oh, take it.
I really wouldn't have any use for it.
Well, I just wanted you to have it.
Oh. Well, thank you so much. Here comes my bus.
Yeah. Well, maybe we'll meet again sometime.
Maybe.
79th Street.
Well, goodbye.
Goodbye.
And thanks for the lighter.
Oh, that's all right.
Now, let's go, lady. Goodbye.
Goodbye, Alice.
Goodbye.
82nd, fair speed.
Alice!
I think that soldier's calling to you, young woman.
I'm sorry. What is
Alice!
Joe?
Alice!
He's coming after the bus. Something wrong?
I don't think so. Joe!
Alice! Look, would you break that thing tonight?
Yes!
Well, I think you.
I don't know.
What?
Under the clock.
What clock?
Under the clock at the Astor Hotel.
Where?
Under the clock at the Astor at 7.
What?
Under the clock at the Astor at 7.
Oh, my God, she's well.
Gosh, Alice, where have you been?
I'm a little late, I guess.
Freddie's called up every 10 minutes. He says you have a date with him.
Yes, I have.
Well, I've got to get going. I'm supposed to meet Bill.
Have a good time.
Al, what happened to you?
Well, nothing. I met a soldier.
Oh, now you're not trying to tell me you got picked up by a uniform.
Picked up? Really, Helen?
What's that you've got?
That's a cigarette lighter.
Where did you get it?
He gave it to me.
Uh-huh. What else happened, Alice?
Nothing.
Well, I guess it's all right as long as you got rid of him.
Well, I didn't exactly get rid of him.
What?
I got a date with him tonight.
Good grief, Al. You don't even know the man. Why, as far as he's concerned, this is just a pickup.
Helen, I wish you wouldn't keep saying that. Joe's a nice boy. He's lonesome, that's all.
Mm-hmm. So it's Joe already. Joe what?
Joe.
Oh, you don't even know. Oh, look, Al, I don't want to butt in, but it just doesn't make sense to pick up to make friends with a stray soldier. I know they're all swell kids, but a girl's got to look out for herself. You're going to use this pimp smile?
No, here, you can wear it.
Thanks. It's different when you meet a serviceman through friends and you know who he is. Now, listen, Alice, you've never done anything like this before, and I'm not going to let you do it now. I'm just not going to let you do it.
He'll be waiting. He's going to be awfully disappointed.
Oh, honey, he won't feel half as bad as you'll feel after his leave is over and he goes back to camp.
Well, you're right.
I am right. Anyway, Freddie will be phoning.
Oh, Freddie.
At least you know his last name. Remember what I said now, Al.
I'll remember. Night, Helen.
Night.
Freddie. Yes, Helen told me you called. Well, I'm almost ready right now. Half hour will be fine. Yes, Freddie.
Oh, excuse me.
Yes?
Say, is there any other clock here except this one?
Meeting somebody?
Yeah.
Well, this is the clock, all right. This is where everybody meets.
Well, maybe it's a little fat, huh?
Let me see. No, right on the nose. Exactly 20 and a half minutes after 7.
Oh, well, thanks. Thanks a lot.
Oh, there you are. Am I late?
Alice. Oh, no.
Oh, hiya, darling.
Oh,
hey, you
excuse
look
me.
Cute. Oh, here.
A gardenia. Darling, it's lovely.
Yeah, be your hair.
Here, hold my mirror.
All right. How's this?
Oh, that's fine. Now, how do you like it?
Oh, well. Oh, come on. Let's hurry.
Something we can do for you, Corporal?
I'd like a gardenia, please.
Yes, sir. Put it in a box?
No, paper will be fine.
Be careful of the pins. That'll be $1.
Oh, do you happen to have the right time?
That clock in the lobby's always right. See, it's 8:15.
Oh, yeah.
You're late, huh? Well, don't worry, Corporal. The gardenia will do the trick.
Yeah. Oh, your money. Yeah. Thanks a lot.
Hey, boy.
Terribly sorry, but some people called just as I was ready.
Oh, no, you're not late. I was just worried about you. Oh, here's something for your hair.
Oh, Joe.
Want me to hold your mirror for you?
Oh, please. How'd you know I like
gardenias? Well, just took a chance. Am I holding the mirror right?
Right. Just a second now. There.
Oh, you're beautiful. Let's go, Alice.
feel fine. I'm sure glad you picked this restaurant.
I just took a chance. I've never been here before either.
Alice, you started to tell me about Helen.
Oh, well, I was just going to say that we work in the same office. She's in the sales division. Bill said she's practically an executive.
Who's Bill?
Oh, he's a friend of Helen. Sometimes Freddie and I go out with him.
Uh-huh. You like it, don't you? The city and the office and everything.
I love it. I've never wanted any different.
Never?
Mm-hmm.
Well, don't you want to settle down someday, maybe?
Oh, that. Well, not for a long time, anyway.
Well, what about this Freddie that you mentioned?
Freddie?
Mm-hmm. What about him?
What about him?
Well, does that suit Freddie?
I don't think I care to answer that.
Well, I was only asking.
My goodness, I hardly know you. I don't have to answer anybody's questions about Freddie or anything else.
Well, wait a minute now. This Freddie doesn't mean
all
anything
right,
to me.
All right, let's leave him out.
Well, I was only asking.
I don't know why you had to bring him up at
Look,
all.
Look, you brought him up. I never even heard of the guy.
I think maybe I'd better go.
What are you doing?
You're cold. You've got ice cream all over your sleeve.
Oh.
Helen was right. She told me what would happen.
Look, I'm sorry if I said...
I'd have listened to her. Different when you meet a serviceman through friends, you know who he is. Then you know who he is. Only sometimes when a girl dates with a soldier, she isn't only thinking of herself. She knows he's far away from home, and alone, no one to talk to. And... What are you staring at?
You've got brown eyes.
Look, let's go someplace else.
Funny, isn't it? Here we are in the park again. Except it's night.
And it's a different park.
Oh?
That's the river down there.
I've been talking so much I hardly noticed.
Look. So many stars.
Yeah. But that's only a few of them.
I know. It's all you ever see. Just a little part where you are.
And they're the ones we know up there. Vega and Orion. Big Dipper.
I never knew their names. And all the people in this city, all around us, all the people in the country, all the people in the world, out of all that, just those stars. It's Big Dipper and what you said. And you and I down here in this park together. Strange, isn't it?
Oh, I don't know. It doesn't seem strange anymore.
Suppose we hadn't met.
We couldn't not have met.
I know. It's strange, though, my coming home early from the country.
Well, that was only a little part of it.
And your being there in the station.
And that was part of it, too. There were other things, like your leaving home, my getting leave just when I did. That's all part of it. Even those ships in the river.
Ships?
Mm-hmm. They're part of a convoy. That's why I got this leave. Guess it'll be the last one I'll get.
I see. It's lots of things, isn't it? Some don't matter and others do.
Well, they all matter. This night, being together.
Yes.
They matter, don't they?
I don't know.
Alice.
Oh, Joe, I don't know.
Here. Almost as quiet as it is out home.
Never quiet, really. The city's full of sound, always underneath.
That's all right, Alan. That's all right.
just a minute, we'll bring you the second act of The Clock, starring Judy Garland and John Hodiak.
Here's Mr. Keeley with our next act.
We continue with Act Two of The Clock, starring Judy Garland as Alice and John Hodiak as Joe. Only a few moments have passed since Alice and Joe walked slowly and silently out of the park to Alice's bus stop. But in those few moments, midnight has come and gone, and so has Alice's bus.
We can take a taxi cab, Alice.
That'll be awfully expensive.
Oh, that's all right. Here comes one now.
Hey, taxi!
Oh, that's not a taxi.
Is it?
No, it's a milk truck.
Oh.
Something I can do for you?
Oh, well, we thought you were a taxi.
Oh, you want a lift? Plenty of room. Got a radio, too. Hear it?
Oh, that's awfully nice of you.
Come on, hop in, hop in.
Oh, sure, we're not crowding you.
Plenty of room. You going home from somewhere?
Yes. From somewhere.
Oh, that's good. I'm just starting out. Nellie Green, that dame again. Discrimination, then. Now get a load of what she wants now.
Nellie's request is sweet and lovely.
That's her second request this week. I had a request now for 3 months. Do I get it soon?
It's Nellie Green, yeah. What's your request?
That's how I need you. You know?
Mm-hmm.
Like a mountain. Like a swing dog needs the, like the summer needs the sunshine. Say, you ever seen a motor wagon?
No, Father.
Oh, it's a very interesting sight if you've never seen it.
Oh, well, that's awfully nice, but I think I'd better get home.
Where do you live?
On the east side.
Well, I could take you right back up there.
Well, honestly, Mr.
Henry, Al Henry. You get the ride, I get the comfort.
Well, what do you think, Joe?
Well, I sort of like it here.
The way they look.